Welcome to the CEO Hotline, the podcast for business owners and mamas who are ready to ditch the rule book when it comes to making money online. If you are ready to build more than just a small online business, then you are in the right place. Because over here, we are building movements and making massive impact in this world, the standard. I'm your host, Bella, your tough love, ride or die mentor, obsessed with helping business owners and mamas just like you build your business and bank account to multiple six figures cash and beyond with simple and sustainable business strategies. Over here, we believe every day is a good day to make money and building your business gets to be fun while simply being all of you. If you are ready for that too, grab your coffee or wine, mama, and let's dive in. What is up, everybody? So I am sitting down for the first time in 2.5 months to record podcast episodes. I knew when I was going to have my surgery, I was going to prep myself. So it's crazy that it is now officially time to start filming more episodes because we've run out. And I'm just so excited to be here with you guys. I'm so excited for the new episodes that are coming, a lot more storytelling coming in the next couple of episodes. And so I'm so excited for you guys to dive in. If you're here with me, thank you so much. I am so excited for 2024, y'all. This is our year. Let's freaking crush it. I'm still in that high energy. I'm probably going to be with it all year long. That's just what we do. We don't have that high energy just the first of the month and then it goes away. No, we keep that energy over here. We're going to talk about, does your offer suite allow you to hit your income goals? So buckle up, buttercup, because this topic right here is juicy. You're going to know right now by the end of this episode why you are not hitting the income level that you desire, okay? Because this is one of the biggest gaps I see when clients come to me and they're thinking they're sitting there and they're like, oh my gosh, why am I not hitting the 5K cash months? Well, because your business isn't like setting you up to hit the 5K cash months or whatever the income goal is, right? And this is the work inside of the blueprint where we, in step one, visualize your income goal. This isn't just, I'm ready for 5K cash months, let's achieve it, you're worthy of it. Are all these things true? Yes, absolutely. You can do it. You are worthy of it. But in step one of the blueprint, you are going to input your dream income, the income goal that you have right now at the moment. So let's say you're at 3K and your goal is 7K or 10K. With that exercise, with the training in the workbook, you are going to see exactly why you haven't hit that income yet or how close you are to hitting it. And that's why I love the blueprint so much, because step one, it's setting you up for success. And it's the work that people skip all the time. You learn how to do content. You learn how to do sales. You learn how to, you get all the strategy, but no one is sitting down and teaching you to look over your business as a whole and see, okay, this is a business that is profitable, or this is a business built on burnout. This is a business with a very rocky and unstable foundation, or my business is built on a rock solid foundation. That's the work in the blueprint. You are building your business on a rock solid foundation. And that's the only vibe we accept over here. Simple and sustainable. Okay. So in this episode, we're going to dive into how to audit your offer suite, and you're going to see, is your offer suite a match for your current and future income goals? Now in the blueprint, like I said, whether your goal is 5K, 10K, 20K, 50K, my clients have hit all of these income using the five phase framework, and it starts with step one. This is exactly how we do it. So I have a lot of clients who come to me and they'll tell me, Bella, you know, I want the 10K cash months, and I'm looking there and we're diving into their product suite, whether it's a one-on-one call or in our hot seat coaching in the CEO hotline, and I'm looking, and it's never the content. It's never, they'll come to me and they're like, is it my content? Is it my mindset? And 9 times out of 10, you guys, that is not it. It's not usually the strategy that's not letting you hit the income goals you want. The reason you're not hitting your income goals is 9 times out of 10 because your offer suite doesn't even allow you to hit that income goal. By the end of this podcast episode, okay, you are going to see the gaps between your income goals and your offer suite, and you're going to know exactly what you need to go and fix, okay? So let's talk about this. First, what I want you guys to do, open up a sticky note if you can, or a Google sheet, a new journal on a piece of paper on a journal, and I want you in big, big text to write your income goal at the moment. Shoot for the moon. I don't care. If you're right now making, let's say you're making 2K or 10K, but your goal is 50K, put that down. What is your income goal right now? What is something that you are desiring at the moment? 50K, okay, great. 10K, great. Look at look at that number, okay, and know, okay, this is actually what I want. Like, I actually want 50K cash months, or I actually right now want 10K cash months, okay? Now, once you have that number right there at the top in big numbers, like big text, right? I want you to then list out your offers and the prices in that sheet of paper or that Google document, okay? Write out the list of your offers. For me, okay, I got my dream client catcher. That is an $11 offer. It's going to space. I actually need to update it now that I'm thinking about it to $55. And then I have my my Sales Holy Grail membership. This is $77 a month. Then I have my blueprint. This is a passive course, lifetime live course, and it is $1,000, but there's payment plans, which is majority of my monthly recurring revenue outside of my CEO hotline, which is my higher ticketed program that has a monthly recurring revenue. It's a 12-month program, right? Boom. Okay. So I have my offers, then I have one-on-one. And I look at my offers and my prices, okay? That's your next step. So list out all of the offers you currently have right now. Not offers that you plan on launching, just offers that you have right now solid in your offer suite. Now I want you to figure out your capacity for your offers. So in each one, right, one-on-one, I do not have the capacity to have 10 one-on-one clients at 2K. I actually am no longer taking one-on-one clients. You have to come to the CEO hotline and upgrade from there to join one-on-one with me. And that's just based off of the goals that I have. I don't want more calls on my calendar. I want more spaciousness, the open calendar, and a more passive income business. So based off of your goals too, that's something you need to already know. You need to have clarity in your goals for this episode. Now, you figure out the capacity, okay? So let's say my CEO hotline has a zero capacity, like there's no capacity whatsoever. It's an evergreen offer, meaning it is constantly enrolling and there is no limit on the CEO hotline. Now, that's actually a lie that I'm thinking about it, because I have a limit of 10 people per call that show up live. So when the CEO hotline first launched, we had like four women coming to the lives. We had a handful of ladies watching the replays, submitting their questions. They wouldn't show up to the calls live, but they would submit their questions, all the things. Then we started getting to a point where we were having like 17 women on the CEO hotline calls. And I was like, okay, this is my max. Like, I can't do more than 11 people on one call, because I value, I have a very high standard for the support that you give. And that's something that is my opinion. I don't want my clients having to fight each other, right? Like, or having to like, you know, want come to the call to have a question. They have a question and it doesn't get answered because there's so many people in a program. I'm not about that. So I opened up another office hour, and now our calls are like, on one call we have four ladies, and then on the second call we average like 8 to 10. Guess what? Once I reach capacity for both of those office hours, I'm gonna take on one more call. That means for 3 hours out of my week is the CEO hotline, which is fine because my other offers is only one call a month. So it works for me. And these are the office hours. Once that third call maxes out at 11 people and I'm consistently getting 11 women in each call, I'm done. That's the capacity, right? Now, that doesn't mean that there can only be 30 women inside this program, because I have women that join for different reasons. Like, some people could do the VIP option upgrade, right? Which is a 30-minute call. So they might not come to the group calls. Maybe they're coming to get the other features in the CEO hotline and maybe submit questions, right? So right now there are 30 women in the CEO hotline already, but you guys see the numbers of people who are showing up live. And again, and some of the ladies don't need to come to the calls every single week. It's just to give you that availability that you have that option to plug in every single week. Some of the ladies don't need to, and that's perfectly fine. It's what you need. It's tailored for what your needs, and as you need support, you get it. Anyways, so knowing your capacity, you go to the Sales Holy Grail membership, there's zero capacity at all. There could be 1,000 women in the one call, and that is fine. You get one call a month, but the support and the value of the Sales Holy Grail membership is elsewhere. It is in the trainings and the prompts and all the other parts. And so with that membership, there really is no capacity. And then the blueprint, no capacity either. So I have two offers that are no capacity. I have another offer that is capacity, but not really. And then I have one-on-one that's a capacity and that is full. And then I have my dream client catcher, no capacity, all evergreen offers, right? Boom. So that's your next part. Figure out your capacity. I can only take on four clients for my Pinterest management done for you. Great. Next, what I want you to do is find your max income per offer. For example, if you can only have five people in your one-on-one offer at $2K a month, Your max income for your one-on-one high ticket offer is 10K per month, okay? So the way you do this is you look at your Pinterest done for you. Let's say you charge $500 for Pinterest done for you and your max is 5 or 2, right? Let's look at simple numbers. Let's say you could only take 2 done for you Pinterest clients and you're charging, let's say, $1,000, okay? So max income for your done for you is 2K. 2 clients at $1,000, 2K, all right? So we know for sure that you could have 2K there. If you have a group program that has 12 people, a 12 people limit, and your prices are 800, that's a max income of 9,600. So total, you're gonna total up all your offers with full capacity at those prices. So for example, we would do the 10K for the one-on-one, right? So if you're one-on-one, this is just an example, okay? If I was a business coach that had a one-on-one at 2K per month, actually I do, that's my one-on-one, and my limit was 5 people limit, right, for my one-on-one. I'm confusing myself over here, guys. At 2K per month, that's $10,000 per month, okay? That's my max income. And then I'm gonna add the 9,600, which is the capacity for my group program, right? We did the number, 12 people max at 800, 9,600. You add those two numbers, you're gonna add up the total offer with capacities, and then you're gonna look at that total number, okay? So if I just had that group program and the one-on-one at full capacity with my clients, I can only make $19,600. So if my income goal was 50K, do you see the gap? It's not possible because the max I can hit is 19,600. So either prices need to increase, and we'll talk about like how to go and audit and things that can change to hit that income goal while also being aligned with your values and your standards. That's also very important that you know. For me, again, I am not willing to sacrifice client experience to hit an income goal. That's just not my vibe. So it's important for me to have passive products where there is no limit and I can get as many people in, so that I don't have to sacrifice one for the other. Then when you look at my CEO hotline, it's like, look, okay, you're either, you jump in this offer or you don't, and that gets to be fine. So what other offers do we have? What can we play with? Intensive, okay. Let's say you have an intensive that you put in there and your max per month is 5, or a course. Where can you add on numbers and play with these numbers so you can hit your income goal? So if your income goal is 10K and you do the max capacity with the prices that you have, and let's say you're $2,000 short, you're very close to hitting your income goal. And there's just minor shifts that you need to make to actually achieve this. So let's look at it, okay? Then that's your final step. Does this offer suite, the way it is, allow you to hit your income goal, or do things need to change? And is it little change, little gaps, or is it big gaps? This is the work inside the blueprint. And if you want more of that customization and be able to plug in and say, Bella, look, this is my offer sheet, I need you to take a look at it, then that's what we do in the CEO hotline. Next step, okay? And this is what I want you to realize. Do your prices need to increase? Do we need to increase the capacity? Maybe we add on team members. I have helped so many clients scale their business and it all looks different. I have clients who are like, nope, Bella, I am not adding on subcontractors is what I mean. Great. Okay. I have other clients who have a team of 5 subcontractors and they just keep adding on their capacity. What is it? Do you need to increase the capacity by adding on subcontractors? Do you need to make your offers evergreen and create offers that allow zero capacity? There's no capacity to these offers. Do we need to add new offers? Do we need to add on freebie, an entry point offer that upsells into a lower ticketed offer? So you're making sales behind the scenes without even having to sell these things, on your stories every single day. Do we need to extend your contract terms? I have clients who their offer suite looks great, but they're always hustling to make the next sale because their contracts are at 3 months. I'm like, nope, we're doing 6 or 12. And so now they're able to income stack even better because they have clients that are not leaving every 3 months. It's either 6 or 12 months. I have clients that even sign on contracts for 2 years, you guys. So there are clients out there that are willing to do this and are excited to, invest 12 and 24, and that could be a conversation for another day. But these are all things that you need to look at. Do the prices need to increase? Do you need to increase your capacity? And if you're increasing your capacity, do not sacrifice client experience. Get team members. Is it time to invest in team members? That is another conversation for another day. If you want to scale your business, it requires investing in a team member. And a lot of people have hate on this. They're like, no, I scaled $1 million business all by myself. Okay, you probably could if you had courses, but your strategy needs to be so on point to achieve that. Like, I'm sorry, it's just facts. Especially if you're an online service provider. I would just want to clarify, my clients making 10K to 50K cash months are all virtual assistants, Pinterest managers, agency owners. So they're not business coaches. I do have business coaches that are hitting the 10K, 20K, all the things, but majority of my clients are Pinterest managers, virtual assistants, social media managers, and that is freaking epic. Because I think there's this narrative that only coaches can make that much money. No, you can be a lead gen. I have clients that are lead gens making 10K plus cash months. And you can be a lead gen and make passive income. Launch a course. Launch a low ticket bundle. Something. There's just so much that goes into this, you guys. If your current offer suite is not allowing you to comfortably hit your income goals in multiple ways, okay, which is the next last piece after all of this, once you have a solid offer suite, I want you to play with all the different ways that you can hit your income goals. Okay, that's something I do. If my goal was 50K cash months with the offer suite I have now, I currently have multiple ways to hit this. And that is exactly what I'm working towards. And it doesn't require sacrificing client experience. So do that. Once you have a solid offer suite, then I want you to play with all the different ways you can hit your income goal with your offer suite. Is it 10 people in this offer, right? So for me, it could look like 100 women in the Sales Holy Grail membership and X people in the blueprint, but it could also look like 200 people in the Sales Holy Grail membership and X number in the blueprint and keeping my one-on-one the same, because I have clients who literally are not ever leaving me in my one-on-one container. I swear they are my ride or dies. I am so obsessed with them. I love them so much. I've worked with them for 3+ years and these clients are not going anywhere. And even if they did, that gets to be okay because I have a rock solid product suite in other areas that I actually don't rely on my one-on-one to hit my income goals. I look at my one-on-one as bonus, overflow. So at any point, if a client was to hop out, even though it's a 2K per month investment, I know that gets to be okay. And my offer suite is good. I am on a rock solid foundation. And again, that's the work of the blueprint. That's exactly what we do in the blueprint, in what I teach you, in the strategies I give you. And that is how so many women, 18 to be exact, have hit 5K cash months minimum in their online business. So that is it. I'm so excited for you guys to implement these strategies and start spotting the gaps within your offer suite, okay? Because this work is so important. It is so important. And if you are sitting there looking at your business and waking up frustrated thinking, why have I not hit my income goal? Take a look at your offer suite. And if it is solid, have you played with the different numbers? Do you have goals where if my goal right now, right, I have a client that's in one-on-one that's ending and I know my goal this year is to prioritize monthly recurring revenue, not in one-on-one, in my CEO hotline. So my goal this month is to get people in my CEO hotline. It's being intentional. So if you do have the solid offer suite, are your goals, the way you're creating content, showing up and taking action in your business, a match for those goals that you have to hit your income goal, okay? So that's all I'll wrap it up with today. Thank you so freaking much. We are going to start doing our 30-minute one-on-ones. You can win a 30-minute one-on-one with me. All you have to do is share the podcast to your story. If you're a current client, if you're in the CEO hotline, the blueprint, the Sales Holy Grail membership, this is open to anybody. If you want to get just a 30-minute one-on-one with me deep in your business, so much gets done. All you have to do is share it to your stories. Tag me. Let us know your thoughts of the podcast and let's get more mamas, CEOs, entrepreneurs to this podcast because it is juicy. We get shit done over here, okay? I love you all so much and I hope you have a really, really, really good week. Peace. Holy guacamole, that was epic. Am I gonna say that every single week? Abso-freaking-lutely. But either way, thank you a million for tuning into this week's episode of the CEO Hotline Podcast. I hope it gave you either massive amounts of clarity or the kick in the butt you didn't know you needed. Or maybe both, who knows? If you loved this episode, you know I'ma need all the tea. And you can let me know by tagging me over on Instagram at @MissCoachBella, or just let me know by rating and reviewing the show. I would appreciate it so freaking much. And that's a wrap. I hope your day is filled with massive amounts of happiness, money, and baby cuddles. I'll see you next week. Peace.